baby and goodbye. With an ever-expanding beauty sitting by his side, and a pistol that he used to pave the way down the long black stretches of a dark highway. Ray bought his future with a pound of lead. Robin left the store and left the clerk for dead. That kid could have put the money in the sack, but he didn't, and now there ain't no turning back. He's a desperate rider, he's a desperate game. The best that he can hope for is a household name. There ain't nobody that a man can trust, and all his headlines read no story when the lights off you for the roadblock. Ray killed the motor at the county line. Changes Tennessee plays to a lost tag sign. Even never asked what the boy had done. Said he'd be in hostage if he needed fun. Her mom raised her through the law and through months. Figured that's the least he could do. She was lost and lonely on the midnight ride. We left the body to a poor man's back. It ain't too easy when the man you love has got a reputation that's no good. It ain't too easy when the man you love has got a reputation that's no good. They were just outside of Knoxville when the light flashed on, and the sirens started howling like hellhound dogs. Red popped that firebird into overdrive. Oh, it never let them take him alive. He was a desperate rider, he was a desperate change. The best he ever hoped for was a household name. The morning papers didn't say too much, but his obituary read notorious.
And there's our theme song, our big theme song for White Aryan Resistance Radio, coming to you from Fallbrook, California, Box 65. That's how you get a hold of us. We've been hiding that little box for years. 92028 is our zip code, and go to resist.com. That is our big website where you can find almost anything. You're going to think you're in Sears Roebuck of the racial movement when you get there. Okay, and our email is warmetzger@sbcglobal.net. One of these days, they say that at the end of the month, they're changing over to Yahoo. Yeah, Yahoo's a pretty good outfit, but we'll see how that goes. And our comment line, of which you're going to hear some of our people tonight, today, that comment line phone number is 760-723-8996, and it is known around the world. And guess who we got in our studio again here? We've got him, Wyatt Kaldenberg. How you doing, Wyatt?
How you doing, Tom? Pretty good.
Well, you know, Wyatt, this is our weekly show, and our weekly show is on 7 o'clock. That is a Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. And that is 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then after we run that first fresh show that we do during the week, then we're going to hit you with it many times over, and you'll hear these weekly shows over and over again until they drive you nuts, man. Well, Wyatt, what's new?
Well, I went on vacation in a week and came back, found out that Irv Rubin jumped off a railing.
Yeah.
At the third story of the prison.
Boy, you were the last one to know.
Yeah, a week late.
You're up there in the Badlands, huh?
Yeah, visiting my parents there playing skip out.
The Badlands of Central California.
Yeah, the valley, big valley.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, that's you got to watch it up there. There's wild women up there, I hear.
Oh, yeah, tons of Mexicans.
Up there around Bakersfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, old Irv did a nosedive. And,
slit his throat?
Well, he slit his throat and he did a nosedive at the same time. I didn't know he was so ambidextrous.
He landed on his face?
Land on his face and broke all the bones in his face.
Well, he was good looking there, Carl, in Kikenstein, so I don't know.
Oh, boy, he's probably better looking now. I bet he looks like a Pekingese now.
Yeah. Well, the doctors were saying he was brain dead, but then they found out that he was like that all the time, so...
Yeah, now they showed some... they said he's showing a little bit of brain activity.
Well,
he might quit the JDL.
I thought it was funny because his lawyers were saying that it wasn't a suicide because Irv wasn't guilty and he had no guilt, so he had no reason to commit suicide. And Krugel, you know, the other JDL member...
The other Kikas?
Yeah. Well, his attorney was saying, oh, yeah, Irv was all depressed about going to jail because he knew he did it. You know, His opinion is basically ratting on Rubin. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting what's going to happen now because Rubin's not able to testify in the court. Obviously, Krugel is probably going to dump on him.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, maybe that's why he took a flying off the top tier. Maybe he got the word Krugel was going to dump on him.
Well, probably because there wasn't any heroin. Couldn't get enough heroin in the joint.
Well, and then he had to look in one cell on one side of him, see an Aryan Brotherhood guy, and on the other side, he see a big black Muslim.
Yeah.
And then he sort of started thinking about what his life was going to be like in the big house.
Oh, yeah, there's really no place for Jews to lie with in there. The Mexicans hate him, the blacks hate him, the whites hate him.
Yeah, and the Mexicans are really getting mean on him.
Oh, yeah, the Mexicans really can't stand the Kikes.
There ain't going to be no place in Oxline for the Jews, I hear.
Except the ovens.
Oh, man, okay. Well, I see the White Rights boys. They had a little demonstration down in Gainesville there, Wyatt. Gainesville, Florida. You ever been to Gainesville?
No.
Well, I haven't either. I hope it's gaining, though. But anyhow, they had one White Revolution member was arrested and charged with a resisting arrest without violence for refusing an officer's orders to move off the sidewalk. What do you think about treating our boys like a niggeroo?
That's pretty funny.
Well, we ought to get him fired, that copperoo.
So not moving off the sidewalk, he was arrested?
Oh, yeah, man. It's probably a felony down there in Florida. Hey, Wyatt, a big earthquake with a strength of 8.1 on the Richter scale hit Mexico.
Rock and roll.
150,000 Mexicans have died and over a million are injured.
Oh, that's from the California population there.
Why, the country's totally ruined, and the government doesn't know where to start with providing help to rebuild. The rest of the world is in shock. Canada is supposed to be sending troopers to help the Mexican army control the riots. The European community is sending food and money. Guess what the United States is going to send them?
Mexicans?
150,000 replacement Mexicans. Woo! That's a joke, boy. What else be in the news there, Wyatt?
I was watching PBS last night. They had a thing about, Nan and Lucy and all these apes they discovered. Remember Lucy, how they said that she's the mother of mankind?
Yeah, my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma.
All our common ancestors, even Time Magazine, had a big thing calling her the mother of mankind. It turns out to be that they did a little more archaeology and they found that not only our common ancestor, she's not even related to us. She's a primate species that is extinct now. So all the universal theories that came out of the Lucy Project are crap now, because she's not only is she not all our ancestors, she's none of our ancestors.
I'm crushed.
Yeah.
What am I going to tell all my nigger friends?
There goes the proof that we're related to niggers.
Well, you know,
Lucy is a lie.
Lucy is a lie, but you're not going to see that on the front page of Time Magazine.
No, I'd surprise you put on PBS, because usually that's just pure bullshit.
Well, the other night I saw an interesting thing on television, of which I hope I recorded properly, and that was an expert social scientist, and an honest social scientist, who says that almost all these studies they do are flawed and screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
But the liberals or whoever, they just wait along till some study fits what they want to do, you see. So they grab a hold of that study and say, that's good. They were going through like the Kinsey report, how screwed up that was on sex. Oh, then they were going into a lot of these studies. Oh, yeah, on capital punishment, all this. It says bullshit. The guy's saying that almost all studies done by so-called amateur and social scientists are so flawed they're unusable. Yes, but guess what the big media people pick up to brainwash in us?
Oh, they're doing any studies that support their agenda. You know,
well, look how they picked up Franz Boas.
Mm-hmm.
He was nothing but a geography teacher in Germany.
Yeah.
Came over here and postulated, and that's been exploded too, about his racial theories,
mm-hmm.
that we're all equal, all that kind of. It's totally been blown out of the water just lately. I got a big article in here by these people that did a real good study on it, and guess who his pupils were? Franz Boas, Margaret Mead, and Israel Montague, Israel Ehrenberg, otherwise known as Montague. What was his name? Ashley Montague,
Ashley
Englishman.
Montague,
who was. They were both screwed up on the race issue, and they have actually furnished the foundation for the whole racial teaching in this country, and now they say Margaret Mead was full of shit, and so was Ashley Montague.
Yeah, she was just an original kook.
Well, I'm going to be playing a long, long debate between Ashley Montague, whose real name is Israel Ehrenberg, and Dwight Ingalls, that was done several years, a long 25 years ago. I got it on LP records. I'm going to put it on tape, and we're going to put that on internet radio. And Dwight Ingalls will really tear him up.
Yeah, this Lucy thing is going to rip up their science books, too.
Yeah, well,
they're building all this equality on Lucy.
Now, your whole idea of democracy is built on all this nonsense, too. Now, you know, if I think you're all coming to the conclusion that democracy is a sham. Democracy won't work, never work, and we have to have another way of running a government besides...
You know, the best book I've ever read about democracy was Plato's Republic, and boy, he rips democracy apart. He says it's the worst government because democracy, all it does is make the scum of the earth more greedy, more selfish, and more demanding, and it always leads to tyranny. And that's what's happening now, is people are just becoming bigger and bigger pigs, and pretty soon there's going to be some type of dictatorship. It probably may not be our dictatorship, or it most likely will be their dictatorship, but it will be a dictatorship.
Well, the only systems that ever seem to work, even in a short while, is a fascist type.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
Aristocracy.
Might is right.
That's what the Republic advocates, an aristocracy of the enlightened.
Well, you know, the Army's manual, up until 1920, or maybe even beyond that, the Army manual given to every U.S. trooper had the different forms of government, said democracy, the very worst form of government, hated by our founding fathers. And we were a republic. But I don't think the republic worked either.
Yeah. It wasn't really elite enough. You know, they let capitalist. It was a capitalist republic and not a racial republic, where the enlightened racial people should be at top instead of the people who make the money at the top.
I've argued both sides over the years on these Alexander Hamilton versus Jefferson, these people. But the longer I go, the more I begin to see Hamilton was right.
Yeah.
Because if you leave it up to the public, even though they've got the freedom to change things, they won't. Or they'll do it wrong.
Well, you know, our Western culture is based on the philosophy of Aristotle, Plato, and Socrates, and all three of them absolutely hated democracy.
Yeah.
They thought it was the rule of the mob.
So anyhow, they're trying to make an unworkable idea work.
Yeah.
And it's not working.
Yeah. Even in Greece, it only lasted about 20 years and destroyed Athens. And I was only practicing Athens, and they completely destroyed Athens, destroyed the army.
Hey, Wyatt, this coming Friday, and I know we're going to date this tape, but that's okay, on the 11th, November the 15th, 2002 on CBS, there's a show called Robbery Homicide Division.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, the plot, according to the TV schedule found in the Jews paper, is, quote, a white supremacist steals an arsenal and terrorizes Los Angeles, unquote. The key word in that summary is terrorizes. The Jews and their non-racist white buddies are now beginning the slow process of associating white supremacists with terrorism. Well, I don't know. I mean, the way the mongrelized Arabic dung already is. Can't wait. Then the front. Then the game begins. The only way the white man is going to fight is when the Jews force him to fight. Fight or submit, they'll say. The key to this match is reading the signs, knowing what time it is. If you don't know the time, you're stuck in a prison listening to Congo music. And here's what's difficult for many to swallow. Sometimes during a man's life, the time never arrives. in this chess match, we're all black. Wait, now, wait a minute. That was from one of our contributors. I don't think he meant it quite that way. Well, I'm going to be glued to my TV set. What about you, Wyatt?
Yeah.
What about that Hanson, the super spy? I watched part of that last night.
I didn't see that. Was it pretty good?
Well, I didn't watch the whole thing because all of a sudden I found out they had this Representative Key from Oklahoma on the radio telling all about all these other people that were in on the bombing of the Murrah building in Oklahoma City.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. And
who was involved?
Well, yeah. Did they see me there?
I don't know.
They didn't get my picture, did they?
No.
Well, they're hinting around at it because they're talking about Carol, what's her name back there, the snitch for the ATF.
Oh, yeah.
Carol Howell,
yeah.
Who said that we're all in on that deal, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
You know what's weird about these FBI agents? They send these women in the way they give them in the movies they put out.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys and they sleep their way inside the room.
I know a couple of people back there that said that that lady was a pretty good lady.
Yeah.
I mean, what am I saying?
From what I heard about everybody in the state of Oklahoma got a hold.
Well, I met her once, and I promise I didn't do it.
Yeah, you got the only one.
Because I was suspicious of her from the very beginning.
That was the same thing as this Jewess was infiltrated in this L.A. group that she was just going around to everybody and humping them.
Well, it works. That's why they do it.
And then she turned around and tried to get him for a rape, and they got acquitted.
Like I said before, this gal wasn't too cool. My person that took me over there to her place took me in. The minute I'm inside the door, she tries to shove an M16 in my hand.
Yeah.
Get my prints all over. Take that thing away from here, lady. Right then, I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what's next. What's up, Wyatt?
Well, I just wondered what you were thinking about the Republican sweep. Do you think America is safe?
Oh, my goodness, yes, the Republicans are in office. And, you know, that's when all these right-wingers, not all of them, but most of them, go back to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
When the Republicans get in, when Reagan was in, you couldn't get much going, right?
Oh, yeah.
They wait till the Democrats get in, and they raise holy hell.
Oh, yeah.
They're phoning a $3 bill.
Most of them just talk. They just talk. They call talk shows, and that's about it.
Well, the Republican candidate here in California, Simons, was so bad, they couldn't beat the most hated governor California ever had.
Yeah, no kidding.
Old Gray Davis, nobody liked him.
I could have beat him, I think.
Well, they didn't like Simons even more. I mean, come on. Jeez. Now, here, you know what's funny? Maybe I told you about this last time, but, you know, here's a state that has a $9 billion deficit. Now, most of the states are running deficits now, you know, and the feds don't want to bail them out. But anyhow, $9 billion deficit, their bond rating is dropping throughout the country, California's bond rating. But yet, all these ninnies say they voted for the bonds. So, want new schools? Oh, yeah, okay. You want new playground? Oh, yeah, okay. You want new highway? Oh, okay, I'll vote for that. Hell yeah.
And all the reasons we need those is all the illegal aliens coming here. We need highways to move them along. We need schools to teach your kids and playgrounds for their kids and Medicare.
Why, hell yes. Those poor little wetbacks got to get back and forth to work to shine the shoes and clean the potties of the rich man.
Yeah.
We got to have good roads, yeah. Well, the Democrats are all shook up. They're trying to decide whether they should go more to the center of that road where that yellow line is, where the Republicans stay all the time, like a damn skunk being hit by a car, and or go back to the old way of being left, and the Republicans will always follow them anyhow. But anyhow, now they're going to put this Nancy Pelosi in from California, from San Francisco.
Oh, you know her.
Let me tell you about Nancy Pelosi. She is the one who stood in the state convention door at Sacramento when Tom Metzger was supposed to be seated on the Democratic State Central Committee in Sacramento, along with three people that I, by law, could appoint. That was in 1980. Her and Gray Davis, I remember it. They were right there barring my entry into the Democrat convention, along with security cops and so forth.
Mm.
Nancy Pelosi, the great Democrat.
Red carpet chewer.
The Stalinist wing of the Democrat Party, boy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. You get her together with this Hillary Clinton, and boy, that'll be a hellfire pair. Yeah,
there'll be some carpet chewer.
Oh, they will have real Democratic fascism. Yeah. Wyatt, we got a guy in Chicago who says we're way too timid on this stuff. I have nothing to say.
How's that?
And I don't recall. Well, he said, I was going to comment on your take on the policewoman's advice on using I don't recall rather than your standard, but had nothing really good for at that time, but now have perfect experience to suggest something I have great confidence in. Have been pulled over at least 100 times, mainly from merely driving old cars in bad neighborhoods, i.e. cops just fishing. Last 5 or so times, when I haven't liked the asshole, I have said, none of your business. To their universal amazement, they always say, excuse me, sir, or some similar weak shit. I most recently replied with a defiant, you heard, punk, just like high school days, and this asshole acted like he was waking up from a bad dream. These young punk cops range from going ballistic to very introspective, as if running their intelligence on high for a minute and unable to think when someone questions the legality or integrity of the official duties during traffic stops because they are so in love with being God out there with their holy rolling bubblegum machine. What do you think about that?
Sounds interesting.
So we're going to do that now?
I have nothing to say. I got an idea.
Let's have a six-pack and go downtown and get stopped and tell them, none of your business.
I have nothing to say.
Okay. You don't think that's going to work out too well?
I'm not in California, I don't think.
Well, this guy's back here in Chicago, and I know he gets around quite a bit. Well, maybe it works for him, but he didn't say how many times he got tossed in jail. I guess he didn't get tossed. He goes on and on about this, gets the supervisors out and everything else. He makes a real federal case out of it. Well, anyhow... Hey, right, I see where Bill Gates gave India $100 million to fight AIDS. He's a hard case race traitor, it says here. Are you there, Wyatt?
Yeah. I'm just shocked.
The colored hordes in the third world scores will continue to grow and expand because of people like him. In the long run, it will cause whites to suffer. Gates could have helped a lot of white children with that money. Where's the hanging tree? And that's from one of our associates. Well, Tommy says... Bill Gates is not a traitor. He's a Jew that loves money. That's what his whole religion is.
So he is a bar mitzvah Jew? Or?
Well, I don't know what kind of a Jew he is, but I know he's a Jew. Mm-hmm. And how can he be a traitor? He's not an Aryan, that's for sure. And he don't even try to act like an Aryan. So he gives all his money to all the mud. So I mean,
I don't know if I told you down here, Rancho Santa Fe. You know where the Heaven's Gate cult committed suicide? At the Beverly Hills of San Diego County. Well, Bill Gates bought a whole bunch of these multi-million-dollar homes, and he bought them for all his staff up in Seattle. So this is like their home away from home is down here in Rancho Santa Fe.
Oh, cool! I can almost smell it from here.
Oh yeah. So some of those houses go for like $20 million or more.
Hey, I'm going to advertise a little, Wyatt. We could use a little...
That's fine.
We could use a little money around here. The great book, Might is Right, $20. And if you haven't read Might is Right, you haven't lived. The Secret King also, Himmler's Lord of the Rings. That's a good book for $20.
Yeah.
And you know, we haven't sold so many of those, but that's a very interesting book about... Himmler and religion and so forth.
Well, that's hard to find, too, because most of them won't publish it and stuff.
Right, right. And don't forget our Hitler Film Fest. That's about 4 or 5 tapes there, really good tapes for $25 donation. And the Rockwell Film Fest, that's 3 big tapes, rare, that's $25. And boy, everything you want to know about George Lincoln Rockwell's in there. Yeah, that's great. And you can pay so far by PayPal. I guess PayPal's being investigated, I read someplace.
Oh.
Ooh, well, they should be investigated. Wyatt, you got a whole bunch to say. I know, I can just see you whirling around in your chair, so let's go.
I like that Renata Ryder thing. You know, she got convicted for 2 felonies, and the prosecution said they're not even going to go after any jail time at all. Hell, I got convicted of an infraction. It wasn't even a misdemeanor, and I went to jail. You know how they...
Well, when are people going to learn that, we're all equal, right? But some are more equal than others.
Good old democracy, the best justice you can buy.
You know, they got a diversity program. They're running down here at the local high school. And I said, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. You know, the capitalists beat the Soviets out on the economic gambling table, but then we imported all this damn social stuff.
Came from the Maoists in the 60s.
And these kids, they come out and they quote us that we're all the same. We're all the same with these big hypnotic eyes. And, you know, I wrote a letter to the paper, and I said, I'm not even going to debate that. Wait till you get out in society. You'll find out how equal you are. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Okay, have you seen any good movies?
Well, I did see, wait a minute. Oh, yeah, The Ring.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
I saw that with you.
That's right. We did go see that.
That was pretty interesting movie.
Yeah, that was I thought it was a very scary movie.
I don't know. I'm kind of jaded because I'm kind of into monster movies. I thought it was kind of
I know. You're a tough guy, man. You're a real tough guy.
There wasn't a whole lot of niggers getting chopped up, so.
I didn't see any niggers in that movie, did you?
Oh, there was one. I think one janitor or something was a nigger. And that's
a
about
janitor?
It. Yeah, I remember we went to the bottom and one of those records. The other guy who said he didn't want to get his records, there was one nigger in that.
Oh, I don't remember that. I don't remember that, but that's a scary movie.
Yeah.
Not very political.
No.
But, I saw a movie on TV the other night that sort of bothered me. That was the Teenage Suicides.
Uh-oh.
That movie's been around a while, but I'd never seen it before.
What's that about?
Well, it's about this family, and first this little 13-year-old, she commits suicide.
Oh, is it the Virgin Suicides with Kristen Dunn?
Well, I don't remember for sure, but then they had about four other girls in the same family.
Yeah.
And they restricted them so badly after a while, after a couple of normal incidents that the kids had, that all the girls committed suicide on one night.
Whoa.
I mean, one was hanging from the chandelier, the other stuck her head in the oven and a whole bit because of these liberal, but they were sort of liberal parents. The father was a school teacher, but they held them in there like prisoners in their home. It was terrible. A lot of white kids do commit suicide.
Oh, yeah, it's the typical suicide is a white male teenager.
Well, that, you know why, because most of the white kids in the old days were out exploring the world by now.
Yeah.
They're doing something. These kids, you can't go here, you can't do that.
Well, you can't even have an identity, you know. The only identity we have is we killed the buffalo and we gassed the Jews and we slaughtered the Indians and we slaved the niggers.
Well, we had a good time, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but
everybody else has an identity. Well, I guess, the Holocaust is our identity.
Well, now with the PC, too, the white kid, they can't say anything, they can't think anything, unless it's PC.
You know what's funny, the backfire thing is that they're constantly having all this white guilt as our identity, and people are starting to accept it as their identity.
That's right. I can't remember any other movies I've seen that are very important.
I saw Ghost Ship, which was kind of a so-so movie, but they had a good scene in there with this really good-looking Italian white woman ghost was luring this nigger guy, took all her clothes off and was flirting with this nigger guy.
Whoa.
And this nigger was following and following, and finally she went into this elevator shaft, and the nigger was so busy to jump her bones that he jumped on top of the ghost, and he went down the elevator shaft and landed on these spikes and killed himself.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that was funny.
Got rid of one, huh?
Yeah. Oh, the Eminem now, that Eminem's movie's
now. Yeah, I saw the previews about 50 times of that thing.
Oh, yeah, they're really pushing it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, though. I think it's funny that the most famous rapper in the world is a white guy.
Yeah, you know what? And, like I said to you earlier, Wyatt, I wouldn't be very surprised if one of these nigger gangsters off him.
Oh, yeah, they hate it. Well, they call him a racist and a homophobe and all kinds of stuff.
Well, you got to see it a little bit, the nigger. Well, the niggers sort of developed this rap music. It is sort of their style, their thing. And all of a sudden, the Jew boys pick up this white boy and shove him out front.
He's
the biggest rapper in the world.
like he invented rap. Yeah.
And the niggers get screwed again.
Yeah, that's funny.
What's new, huh?
Well, I saw Five Easy Pieces finally.
Five Easy Pieces?
That was made in my hometown.
You never saw Five Easy Pieces?
No, it was made in my hometown. I know a lot of the extras. You know that bowling alley? I used to bowl there all the time. And right across from the bowling alley, they showed the Standard Station.
Yeah.
I used to hitchhike. I used to live out in the airfield. I used to stand out there and hitchhike right that same spot they showed.
Wow.
To go home after I went to the bowling alley and hung around and went to the Snow White driving and got drunk and everything.
Why didn't you get discovered? Why?
I wasn't into. My math teacher was in there. He was the one that yelled, "Get off my car."
Oh.
He was in there and stuff, but I wasn't interested in being in the movie.
Yeah, now who was the star? That was
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson, right, yeah.
And Sally Struthers was in the movie, and she was nude, and she was actually good looking.
Oh, I mean, back when she was slim, huh?
Yeah, this is before she started helping the starving children in Ethiopia by eating their food.
Yeah, it cost you $2 a day to put the little black kid
in. If she wouldn't eat all her food, she wouldn't be so big and fat.
Well, if she sent all the food she ate over there, they'd be fat.
Some of her fat, liposuction, they could live for a couple of years.
Hey, down there in South Africa, one in four pregnant women in South Africa is infected with AIDS virus.
Yeah.
And one person in nine in the population as a whole is estimated to be HIV positive.
Yeah, baby.
Government figures released yesterday show. Now, the study gives the most accurate picture to date of the scale of the AIDS crisis. It shows a steady rise over the past year in a country that already had the world's worst epidemic. Of a population of 42 million, 4.7 million are now estimated either to be HIV positive or already suffering from AIDS. The total represents a 12% rise in 1 year.
Yeah.
But you know what the clue here is?
What?
Well, the Development Bank of Southern Africa said, and now that's gospel when the bank says,
oh, yeah,
South Africa's population would begin to contract by 2016, that's not too far away, when the number of deaths from AIDS would exceed the births.
Cool.
Finally, among the niggers, the death rate is going to climb up to higher than the birth rate. Oh, happy. I love that bank. Oh, that's Development Bank.
Hmm. You know, if they're going to bring in all these immigrants, why don't they take all those black women that are infected with AIDS, bring them in America, put them in the black community, and put signs on their back say, Free Poontang.
The trouble is all of
it. Put AIDS out to the community.
Well, like a guy told me, a black guy told him, he said, well, how come you guys always chase white women? He said, you don't think I want to sleep with a mud witch, do you? No, you'd have to get all the AIDS-infected white prostitutes and have them walk around in the ghetto.
Yeah, that's true.
In fact, Bob Miles and I talked about that one time years ago.
So oh, yeah, having
a
discussion.
We ought to convert all these white prostitutes with AIDS to the racial idea and say, look, you know, it's too bad you're going to die, but
be an assassin.
Here's a job you can do for the race, you know. Anyhow, okay. What else you been up to?
I was watching the Arts and Entertainment at my parents' house, and I watched this series, The History of England. You seen that?
No, I've got it on tape here someplace.
It's some Jew does it. It's for books he wrote. It's kind of interesting because the entire English history, the only thing that really matters, the only thing that justifies English history is their treatment of Jews. Like, you know, Longshanks, Edward I, you know, the guy that fought William Wallace?
Yeah.
He was the evil devil of England because he ran all the Jews out of England.
Oh.
And then a crop.